Massive Christian burial for 48-year-old Larry Latimondier Jr. of Salisbury, who died Monday, will be held at 10 a.m. today at St. Joseph Catholic Church. Burial will follow in the church cemetery. Somerville Funeral Home in Salisbury is in charge of arrangements. Funeral service for 95-year-old Dorothy Jane Kirkpatrick of Sedalia, who died December 15th, will be held at 10:30 a.m. today at McLaughlin Funeral Chapel in Sedalia, where a visitation begins at 10 a.m. Burial will follow in Highland Sacred Garden Cemetery. Memorial service for 80-year-old Janet Larie Chase of Boonville, who died December 21st, will be held at 11 a.m. today at Meisenheimer Funeral Home in Pilot Grove. Funeral service for 72-year-old Jean Paul Ingram of Sedalia, who died Saturday, will be held at 11 a.m. today at Ray Funeral Chapel in Sedalia, with visitation and Masonic service beginning at 10 a.m. Burial will be at Crown Hill Cemetery. Memorial service for 83-year-old Josie Mae Davis of Columbia and formerly of Glasgow, who died December 20th, will be held at 1 p.m. today at Fremont Free's Funeral Home in Glasgow. No visitation will be held. Burial will be at Lincoln Cemetery at a later date. Funeral service for 63-year-old David Andrew Hughes of Richmond, who died Saturday, will be held at 1:30 p.m. today at Thurman Funeral Home in Richmond. Burial will be in Richmond Memory Garden Cemetery. Memorial service for 72-year-old Brenda K. Miller of Marshall, who died Monday, will be held at 2 p.m. today at Campbell Lewis Chapel in Marshall. No visitation will be held. Interment will be in Ridge Park Cemetery at a later date. Memorial service for 63-year-old Mark Cheatham of Higginsville, who died Sunday, will be held at 10 a.m. tomorrow at Hafer Funeral Home in Higginsville. No visitation will be held. Interment will follow the service in the city cemetery. A celebration of life service for 54-year-old Kevin Levi Earl Davis of Odessa, who died December 23rd, will be held at 1 p.m. tomorrow at Ralph O. Jones Funeral Home in Odessa, with visitation starting at 11 a.m. Funeral service with military honors conducted by the Ray County Veterans for 69-year-old Wade Ritchie Brock of Richmond, who died Tuesday, will be held at 2 p.m. tomorrow at Thurman Funeral Home in Richmond, where visitation begins at 1 p.m. and a Masonic service will be held at 1:45 p.m. Interment will be at a later date. A military memorial service with military honors provided by the U.S. Army Western Missouri Funeral Honor Guard for 69-year-old Gordon Lee John of Sedalia, who died November 26th, will be held at 2 p.m. tomorrow at the Missouri State Veterans Cemetery in Higginsville. Ray Funeral Chapel in Sedalia is in charge of arrangements. Services for 21-year-old Dustin Sylvain Frederick Seitz of Lexington, who died December 23rd, will be held at 3 p.m. tomorrow at the United Methodist Church in Lexington, with visitation starting at noon. Walker Nadler Fuller Funeral Home in Lexington is in charge of arrangements. The family will host an interment for 97-year-old Roy Laverne Saylor of Odessa at 10 a.m. Saturday at Bates City Cemetery. Ralph O. Jones Funeral Home in Odessa is in charge of arrangements. Celebration of life service for 58-year-old Nellie Welch of Sedalia, who died Tuesday, will be held at 11 a.m. Saturday at New Hope Baptist Church in Sedalia, where visitation starts at 10 a.m. Ray Funeral Chapel in Sedalia is in charge of arrangements. Memorial service for 78-year-old Walter Wayne Carr Sr. of Fayette, who died Wednesday, will be held at 2 p.m. Saturday at Carr Yeager Funeral Home in Fayette. No visitation will be held. Burial will follow the service at the city cemetery. Services for 87-year-old Betty Smart of Carrollton, who died Wednesday, will be held at 2 p.m. Saturday at Bittaker Funeral Home in Carrollton, with visitation starting at 12:30 p.m. You can view the funeral notices and obituaries as well as news stories 24 hours a day on our website, KMMO.com. That is a look at news this hour on KMMO. I'm Robert King.